want to. We're going to read in several places from starting Jeremiah. I think we preached on this not too long ago. In the 17th chapter, we're going to read two verses. It says the heart, the 9th verse and the 10th verse. It says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. There's many a time in the Bible that a question is asked that it doesn't give the answer. The answer is somewhat simple. A lot of times we communicate things by asking a question. But here, in Jeremiah, we find a question and then the answer. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. The Lord's the one that can know it. The Lord is the one that knows it. But you know, a lot of times we ourselves don't know. The devil, he would try to tell us sometimes what we might think of ourselves. But I'm thankful that the Lord reveals to us when He's through that searching of the heart. He's not searching to find out who we are as much as He is communicating to us what we are. We look at our children sometimes and we look at them when they're first born and we think that they're as innocent as a drift of snow. But the Bible says in the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, we read this to our son this week, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Unfortunately, as children, there's a lot of foolish ideals that they have. But if we leave them unchecked, that foolishness that is bound in the heart of a child will turn into deceitfulness and wickedness. I'm thankful that the Lord has given us instruction as parents, that He has enabled us to raise up a child. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and he'll not. And when he is old, he'll not depart from it. And we're going to turn over and we're going to read one more place. It says, the simple in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, it says, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his doing. We sometimes, I'm afraid, when we look at our children, that sometimes we would like to believe things that maybe are not so. I know myself, but a lot of times I look in the mirror and I look and I say, well, Daryl, looks like maybe your hair ain't as thin as it looked like yesterday, but you know what? It might be because Daryl's looking in a mirror not as well lit as he did the day before. It don't do me no good to lie to myself, because when the day is done, I've changed not the facts of the matter. It's an odd thing. It really is. We got a little bit of closer haircut than usual, and it looks like I'm balding on one side of my head quicker than the other, and I think if it's going to follow these trends, it's really going to look funny in a few more years. But listen, each and every one of us, we ought to be thankful for what the Lord has given us. It'll be a good thing. We heard our father already talking about him being 62 today and not wanting to wish his life away. Looking forward to the fall. I'll be glad when you see this old bald head that Daryl was able to outlive his hair. But each and every one of us, we need to understand the world is spreading lies. That's what the world does. Because the world is of its father, the devil. And he would have us to think that people are basically good. But the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. The Bible says that it is deceitful. And I don't know why. In the first book of the Bible, where people get in trouble, they begin to lie. We've seen Adam and Eve when they were there in the garden, and they tasted of that fruit that the devil deceived them about. And so what do they do? Since they become the father as their father, not the heavenly father now, but Satan himself, they begin to say, I'll do a was my father. And they begin to deceive. They begin to lie. They begin to hide. But God sees it all. Each and every one of us. I need to understand that. So that's why children, sometimes we need to ask some questions. And we need to understand one thing. That the heart of man is deceitful exceedingly and desperately wicked. And if we're so foolish as it says here, that I think sometimes and to believe all that we hear, then we'll find ourselves numbered with the fools. The Bible says here that we already read the foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But I was this week, and it's not important. But sometimes as parents, listen, ain't this awful? I said sometimes, I ought to say all the time, we need to go before the Lord. We need to look to Him and realize that without Him we can do nothing. And pray that He might give us wisdom, because the Bible says to train up a child, if we don't use the rod for correction, we use it in vain. That's why Daryl needs to go to the master, the trainer of all, the teacher of all, and ask Him, Lord, what should You have me to do? Because I don't want to be sinful, but I want to have eyes that my Heavenly Father has. The Bible says, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Listen, what's it say? The simple believeth every word. God has given us the Scripture. The world will look at us as being simple, but we know it to be true because we've read it. We've looked about us and we see that there is truth in God's Word. But each and every one of us can rejoice in that. Simple knowledge. If you go and if you will, you can turn to the 29th chapter of Proverbs. And it says in the second verse, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. When we, as Christians, as parents, when we and we are our children, when our children look upon us, they should see an authority figure. I want to be my son's friend. But listen, I'm their friend second. I am their father. I am their authority figure first. And if I think that I want to be a good friend to them, so I need to be a friend and not a father of correction. I'm bought into a lie. What I need to do first is let the Lord be the head of my house. You say the Bible says that the father, that the man is to be ahead of his house, as Christ is the church. Let's see. I can only get these things accomplished if I look to the Lord. That's what each and every one of us needs to do. We need to look at God Himself, because if we don't, our life will lay in shambles. Our life will be a life that people will look at and say, what happened to him? The Bible says in the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, in a third verse, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And we heard that the simple believeth everything. Oh, we see it today, don't we? We hear it in the news. We see it on the internet. And people that want to believe a lie, the Bible says that there are those that will believe a lie and be damned. But we see where the simple man not only believes everything, doesn't try it out, doesn't weigh it out with the Scripture of God, but we also see that the simple pass on and in recklessness, they are punished. When it comes in instructing our children, how are we punished? We find that we are punished by what it says here. In Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and the 15th verse, it says, "The rod and reproof giveth wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." And there's so many people that are trying to instill in their child wisdom. God says that the rod and reproof giveth wisdom. Not the rod alone, not reproof alone. I want my children to grow up to be wise. This week, where you were heavy-hearted, you had some things happen at the house. You know, my oldest child, I ain't even 8 years old. The things that I've got that had me confounded, and I was driving home, and I knew these things. You know, when people hear about the rod of correction, a lot of times they see a person like they see in town, that their child is unruly, as the Bible says, wicked even. You know, you can look at some children that have such a hatred and a wickedness in them before they would even reach the age of accountability, because that they have been able to run free without any boundaries. Sometimes we see it, and out of frustration, we see a mother strike out. We see her smack her child, and listen, that's not what the Lord would have us to do. He don't want us to do it out of frustration. When I begin to talk to my child, and I said, "Son, I don't spank you because you've made me angry. I don't spank you because you brought shame to me and your mother. I said, I brought you here because God has instructed me, not because me maybe it's going to make you good, but God has asked me to be obedient, and I fear the Lord. Yeah.
and he's writing it down, and he knows beyond a shadow of any doubt. I speak with experience. I'm going to be 37 years old, and when I was 12 years old, I don't know if there was anyone better at lying than me. And I can look at my parents, and I can look in their face, and I can tell a lie. But there was one that was storing it up in heaven. Have you ever heard the saying? But when a child disobeys, and the parent says, "You're storing it up." Oh, what do they mean? They mean there's a whipping coming, and you're just adding one more lick, as it were. That there is a punishment coming, and you're going to have to answer to it. But we'll stand before God, and we've got sin in our life unrepented of. We'll stand before God, and we'll wish that we wouldn't be as a child. Well, it was that somebody that would have drove the foolishness from our hearts and our minds. Just a little lie. Ain't that the way it is? You know, I was telling the guy at work, I said, "I understand it's just the nature of man that when he gets backed into a corner, he's going to try to lie to get himself out of it." I said, "But one thing I do not understand, that there's some men that would lie to you just to be lying to you. There's some men that would, I know a fella, if it was raining outside, he'd tell you that the sun was shining. I don't know, and I don't know why that is, other than to say that it is of the truth. When he was a little child, it started, no doubt, by saying, 'I don't want to live and I don't want to be punished. I want to watch this.' Why? Because the heart of man is selfish. And we want everything, and we want it right now. And if I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times, and one is too many times. When our children say, 'I'm bored,' let us put their hands to work. Let us discomfort them so that they might understand that the world don't revolve around them, that they are insignificant. Though Jesus Christ died for them, they have a big picture of everything. The world is not there for their pleasure, but they are to be servants, servants of the Most High God. But we've got a misunderstanding of what it is to be a servant of the Lord. We don't even talk about it anymore. We was reading in Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and it's in Deuteronomy, I believe the 15th chapter, and it talks about the year of Jubilee and the sabbatical year every 7 years. That there was a setting free of the Hebrew slaves. We don't understand. It's a culture totally foreign to us. But it would do us well to realize where we were at in a spiritual sense, because we weren't free born and we weren't free men. But the Lord searched us out and he found us, as it were, feeding the furnaces of hell, chained to the devil. And he come and he redeemed us. We had a debt we could not pay, and he bought us so that we might go and be slaves unto him. I hear that. There's some that would say that. There's some verses in the Bible that Paul say that Paul said that we are slaves unto Jesus Christ, but we're bond servants, not to be treated as it were slaves, but free men, as a hard servant. Listen, we've got a debt that we cannot pay, but Jesus Christ paid it, and we're his. And he would have us come and work in his fields. And the only way we're going to understand what it is to work for the Lord is to understand work. And each and every one of us, we need to instill that in our children. To say when we hear I'm bored is to say, give me some work to do. My wife, she said, let my children, I think it was the kitchen floor, that she said they was going to scrub it down on their hands and their knees. And Rebecca was excited. She said, I can be like Cinderella and this and that. And you know, that's all right. If they want to play and imagine whatever they're doing, to elevate their mind above the world, that's okay. But listen, it would do us well if we had a few Cinderellas in this church and a few men and boys that will be trained up to be men. So why does a child lie to us? Well, sometimes we make it easy, don't we? Just as a simple man believeth everything. I can remember some kids I went to school with. When I told my parents something, they wanted to get down to the bottom of it. But their parents, they just wanted an answer. They weren't necessarily looking for the truth. They were just wanting an answer. And a kid would lie to him. And there was no other second answer, a question given. And they'd walk out. And I'd think, boy, is that easy? If I was a little bit late from coming home from school, my mama wanted to know where I was at, what I'd been doing. And when I told her, she'd ask me again. And she'd try to look in my eyes. And she made it very hard. She made it very hard to lie to her. But like I already said, I was pretty good at it. But there was one that communicated to me. And I believe there's some children here today that the Holy Spirit is communicating to them. There is one that sees all. I've had but a window. What would I see if I looked in your window this week? But the Lord sees it all. I had an opportunity last week, as it were, to look in the window of your life, boys and girls. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me who you are. Now I pray He might reveal to you now just who you are. Because He sees it all. He sees it all. Sometimes in reckless abandonment we don't even pay attention. We just get so accustomed to lying. We get so accustomed to deceiving. And I have to ask myself, does my children do these things because they've seen it in my life? You go, oh, Daryl, what are you talking about? Do you lie to your children? And to my knowledge, I've never told a falsehood to my children. But to be deceiving is not necessarily to speak a word, is it? If my children see me call up my boss and say I'm sick and can't come in, and yet they see me go to town or go off and play with them, go to the woods, go out in the fields, what am I communicating to them? Now, I've not done that, but there's been times I've been tempted to. How about you? Have you taught your children to be deceptive? Have you got on the phone and talked to somebody at church and don't want to do one thing, so you say you got to do another? But the truth be known, you just didn't want to do it. Well, I was saving this one's feelings, or I wasn't wanting to hurt them, or this or that. Well, you might justify it however you might try to justify it. But I'm just telling you, are you training up your child in the way he shouldn't go? Are you instructing them on the fine arts of deceitfulness? I think if you left the kid all on a deserted island, he'd learn to lie to himself. I'm not picking at any kids that are here at this church, because they're no different than any other church. They're no different than those out in the world.
I truly believe if a kid was left on a deserted island, he'd be lying to himself. He'd be arguing with himself. Because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Let's get some song to sing. The simple are punished. If we're simple parents, now the punishment we'll receive is the shame of our children. So let us not correct our children because they put us to shame. Let us correct our children because it's a commandment of God and He told us to do it. Period. Correcting our children is not beating our children. Correcting our children is to instruct them. And in instructing them sometimes, yes, we must do as the Lord has bid us to. Let us never forget the instruction for a child. Why are we preaching this tonight? Why did we preach it 2 or 3 weeks ago? Why did we have the message this morning? Is it because somebody in Zimbabwe needed to hear that? Is it because somebody in Bongo Africa need to hear that? Chennai, India? Because we're on the internet. I'm saying it's because Daryl need to hear it. It's because my wife need to hear it. It's because you need to hear it. And children, it's because you need to hear it. There's some here that's reaching the age of accountability. And my heart's burdened for you. I have some cousins that grew up right alongside me. Never accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. If you look at their lives today, you'd say it's in shambles. Why? Because that foolishness that's bound in the heart of a child will turn to deceitfulness and wickedness. You can say, not me, but you're a simple man. It's a simple man that would believe anything, including the lies of Satan. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Our children are looking at us. Would they say that the righteous are in authority? You'd say, well, Daryl, they're not rejoicing. And the Bible says that when the righteous are in authority, that the people rejoice. This week, I had a child of mine. He done something he knew he shouldn't have done. Something in his own heart that he thought a whipping wasn't good enough. And he'd come up with an additional punishment. You can believe what you want. The children truly want boundaries. Children hunger for correction. And the rejoicing comes when we look back on it in hindsight, don't we? As a child, I never remember rejoicing once for a whipping I got. I remember being in the other room rejoicing because my sister was getting whipped. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about when we are old. We can look. And if we have righteous parents, we can truly be a person that rejoices. You know it? You know, there's a lot of people out in sin, and I have some cousins, we've already mentioned. But you know, to my knowledge, I don't know that them cousins heard their mama praying in that next room. And that's what broke my deceitful heart, my heart that was accustomed to lie, is that I heard my mother pray for me. And I can truly rejoice today because the righteous were in authority. May our children look at us and see the righteousness of Jesus Christ living in us. And that the wickedness that might abound in our hearts, if we have not God, they will see it and they will emulate it and they'll become better at it.